glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. The holidays can be a source of happiness and warmth, but also a reminder that there are people missing in our lives. Our guest today is Carrie Range. She's a grief counselor with a ministry called Grief Share, and she's going to give us some points on how to navigate the grief during the holidays. Thanks for joining us, Carrie, on Mark and Friends. How long have you been serving with Grief Share?
I have been doing this for 3 years now. We facilitate the class through the church I attend, which is Westside Christian Church in Springfield, Illinois.
What was your unique journey that brought you to a place to want to be a part of Grief Share?
My journey started, I have been widowed twice. And then after my second husband passed away, a year later, my oldest brother passed away. A year after that, my father passed away. And most recently, my youngest brother passed away in April, and my mother passed away in May, 1 month later. And then in August, my first mother-in-law passed away. So this year has been a tough year through the grieving process. 3 years ago, I was asked to facilitate a grief share class at our church. And this verse really came to mind where in 2 Corinthians, where God says, when we've received comfort, that we should give that to others. So that brought me to the grief share program. I have had a lot of healing through this program, as well as being able to comfort others that come into class. It just really has helped with my healing process. The Grief Share class is such a wonderful support for those that are grieving. It brings relief, it gives renewed strength, and it gives guidelines to navigate the grief journey. It just is such a healing process. I can't praise it enough that God provided this program for me and for my family and for those that come through the class.
What ideas do you have for us to really make this holiday manageable and meaningful?
Well, first of all, I want to really stress that they need to be careful not to overburden themselves. Energy will likely be low during the holiday season due to their loss, so they want to plan ahead and set limits. For instance, with decorations, holiday decorations, figure out what is most important and what you really need to do. Ask yourself how you can decorate without overburdening yourself. For example, with a Christmas tree, maybe get a smaller one this year, or buy a pre-decorated one, or have your grandchildren come over and help decorate, or you can even ask a friend to come and help decorate. With regards to gift giving, you know, buy gift cards. Don't overstress yourself trying to think of a gift for each individual person. Shop online. Shop early, or consider passing on something special that belonged to your loved one to each individual. Christmas cards, too, can skip sending or send via email. You know, can type one email and send it to multiple recipients. Send a photo card with the current family photo holding a picture of your loved one. You know, ask someone to help with the cards. Write one letter and copy it and have someone address the envelopes for you. So those are all kind of things that can help tool down and make it more manageable for you this holiday season.
What are some ways you found that you can keep a loved one's memory honored as we're gathering with our family and friends?
Well, you can do several things, but one is make one of your loved one's favorite side dishes to serve at the meal. At Christmas, have an envelope on the tree with their name on it and make it a donation to a charity in their memory. Plant a tree in their memory. Do an art project with your grandkids or your children. You know, create a scrapbook or a photo book of the loved one or things that remind you of that loved one. Cook or bake, share photos, plan a remembrance night. These are all things that can can help with keeping them honored and their memory alive.
But as we sit around the table with that empty chair, how do we make it less emotional for ourselves and our families?
Well, first off, you don't want to ignore your loss. You want to talk about your loved one, if able, and share memories. And be honest about your pain. Share how much their legacy means to you. And if everyone agrees, go around the table and have them share a memory.
How do we respond to invitations?
First off, flexibility. You have to talk to the host and let them know that grief can be a roller coaster and you want to be there, but if it's not a good day emotionally, ask them if they'll understand if you don't come. Explain to the host that right now you are okay, but if things become overwhelming, please don't be offended if I leave early. You want to make a plan of what to say when asked, how are you doing? And be honest. Be willing to talk about your loved one and share memories. Or if it's not a good thing for you to talk about, say thanks for asking. However, I'm not wanting to talk about that right now. And then change the subject and ask them a question. So be prepared for that. You also want to be prepared for insensitive comments. We know that they don't understand what you're going through, so give them grace and allow forgiveness during that time. You can share memories with them and say, you know, talk about your loved one and the legacy that they left. Talk about your family and how it is, you know, a struggle for them. And, you know, just be honest throughout the whole time.
Memories seem like they catch us off guard. They come at us in a flash. How do we move beyond all these memories?
Well, moving forward, you want to remember both the positives and the negatives that are associated with your loved one. Look at what is new in your life and at the present people that are around you. We want to make sure that, you know, our loved one is gone, and we want to make sure that we are living in the what is and not the what ifs. So stay focused on moving forward. Understand that this is a difficult point in your life, and that difficulty can often point us in directions we never would have believed were possible. Remember the legacy and the love and memories you gained from your loved one. And remember that we have hope. God tells us that remembering my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And that's in Lamentations 3:19-23.
What if we're finding out that we just have such low energy, and how do we handle these holiday meals and the baking that maybe had been our responsibility in the past?
One is to allow someone else to host the meal. So many people are used to hosting it, and now that might be very difficult for them. So allow someone else to host the meal. You also can have a potluck supper, so no one is responsible for the whole meal. Go out to a restaurant. Pre-order a turkey and ham with the side dishes. Choose not to make things from scratch. It's okay to go ahead and purchase those things. Enlist cleaning help both before and after the meals. You can purchase cookies and desserts. Participate in a cookie exchange. And most of all, ask for help and accept it.
Sometimes when we're grieving, we just want to be isolated. We want to be alone. But how does reaching out to others, even in the midst of our grief, benefit us?
Blessing someone in a small way can energize you to progress through the holiday season. Volunteer, serve a meal at a shelter, visit shut-ins, participate in a toy drive. Thinking about others is always a good part and going to be part of the healing process. Ask God who needs your support. And then again, pray. Praise be to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And that's 2 Corinthians 1:3-4.
Now, the Grief Share program is a 13-week program. Tell us all that's involved. Now, this is a 13-week support group.
Correct. And a lot, I don't want people to be afraid of that, because 13 weeks is a lot to commit to. But each week brings a new outlook on the grieving process, whether it's anger, regret, sense of loss. There are just multiple feelings that it goes through and gives you suggestions on how to get through that. Plus, you build a wonderful relationship with all the people in the class. You're all there going through the loss of a loved one, which our losses are all unique and very different to everybody. You have one common thing, and that is the loss of a loved one. And these people build such a relationship and bond with each other that I have many people that go on after the grief class and continue to meet with their group, you know, on a social basis, you know, just to get together and be a strength for one another.
What are some practical ways we can keep their memory alive?
One thing is to donate to charities. You can go and help and serve in honor of them. You can talk about them, share photos. One night in class, for those that are ready to, we have them bring the photo of their loved one, and they can talk about them and tell the class about them. Plant a tree in their memory. You know, display a meaningful item around the house about your loved one. Donate to a cause. Do an art project. You know, create a scrapbook or a photo book or a quilt, any of those type of things. You know, a Christmas ornament, something in his or her honor to, keep their memory alive.
I know something that brought comfort to my mother-in-law was being around people who knew her husband, and just to be able to bring back the memories and share that mutual association.
Yeah, we had a lady that in class was telling about, they had an incident happen in their neighborhood where teenagers were breaking into trucks. And her husband that she lost, he used to be the neighborhood watch person and would say, "Hey, there's a truck outside. Do you guys know who that belongs to? Or I noticed this going on or that going on." Well, after this incident with the trucks being, or the cars being broken into, she had several neighbors come to her and say, "Hey, where was your husband when we needed him? We appreciated him, you know, watching out for the neighborhood." And that just made her feel really good that, you know, they remembered him and they, you know, liked, you know, something about him and explained that to her and what it meant to them. And we have that come up several times. People enjoy hearing about their loved one, and, you know, they need to let people know they're not afraid to talk about their loved one, because it just brings such joy to them to hear, you know, to hear others and how they appreciated their loved one.
So maybe this holiday season, it would be a good thing to call someone up who have lost their loved one and just share some memories.
Yes, it would. And, you know, people are afraid. You know, they don't know what to say or do for the person who has lost someone. But making that phone call is very appreciated, because after the services and everything, people go back to their lives, and they go back to doing what they normally do. And it's not that they forget the person who has just lost someone. It's usually that they don't know what to say or what to do. But making that phone call and letting them know how you appreciated the person that was lost and just the wonderful memories is a good thing for the person trying to get through the holiday season.
During this busy holiday season, people will be with others who are laughing and joyful and enjoying this moment, and yet we are sitting there in our grief. How do we navigate that?
We have to remember that our grief is ours. Others may or may not realize the extent of it, and we have to be happy for others just by appreciating them and letting, you know, letting them be joyful. We need to understand that we're going through grief, but there is hope and joy at the end of that journey. To see others being happy and joyful, we know that they're not struggling through that right now. And so we can be thankful for that, and we can pray for them. We can pray for ourselves too, and give us, you know, lean into God and give us support. Let him give us the support that we need. Let him, you know, bring that hope and joy back into our lives. I have a picture hanging in my bedroom. Some friends from work gave it to me, and this was after my husband passed away. And it just is a picture that says, "Today I choose joy." And I keep that hanging in my bedroom. And every morning I see that as I'm walking out the door of my bedroom. And some days I don't feel so joyous, and other days I do, but I can always remember, "Today I choose joy," because it is a choice. It is a choice how we handle things and how we feel. Leaning into God helps make that choice easier. I just want to make sure that people know they're not alone, and that they, you know, that they can reach out to others. You know, ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to cry, you know, and most of all, lean into God and let him help you through this time. And, you know, look to see if there's a grief share class in your area. You can go to griefshare.org/free account, and there's multiple resources there. You can also go to griefshare.org and look up by your zip code any grief share classes being offered. And I highly, highly recommend taking that step and attending class. And give it at least 3 weeks. At least 3 weeks, and I guarantee you'll stay because of the relief and the strength and the joy that you gain from it.
Thank you so much, Carrie, for taking your time out to help us understand grief on Mark and Friends.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're invited to the next Grief Share at the Westside Christian Church in Springfield. It starts January 30th, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. The first one starts at 5:30. A meal is provided. You can go to wschurch.org to sign up, or also look under the International Grief Share Organization. It's griefshare.org. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Happy Thanksgiving.
You could only see My light and temporary trials have worked out for my good. To know it brought him glory when I misunderstood. Though we've had our sorrows, they can never compare what Jesus has in store for us. No language can share. You could see me now, I am walking streets of gold. You could see me now, I am standing tall and whole. You could see me now, you'd know I've seen his face. You could see me now, you know the pain's erased. If you could see me now, I'm walking streets of gold. If you could see me now, I'm standing tall and whole. If you could see me now, you'd know I've seen his face. If you could see me now, you'd know the pain's erased. You wouldn't want me to ever leave this perfect place. You could only see me now. If you could see me now. If you could only see me now.